is filmed before a live studio audience.
Great game.
Yeah, hey, look, they're showing chicks in the stands every day. Oh, look at that one. Come to Papa.
Ooh, yeah, Cliffy, they didn't build that stadium in Foxborough for nothing, pal.
Oh. They sure did, and I bet it cost millions.
I suppose you're wondering why a person of my breeding would be working among the lumpen proletariat. Do you mind? I'm researching a novel, and working here gives me insight into their simple pleasures.
Yeah. Oh, wait, they're zooming in on a cheerleader here.
I think I've zoomed in on that one myself.
This language supplies the rich texture that distinguished Fitzgerald's work.
Look, here comes the wave.
We have to go along with them or they get testy.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. Troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know. People are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Krishnikov danced Giselle. It was the experience of a lifetime. When he took the stage in his cabriole, it was breathtaking. I'd never seen his Albrecht before.
You mean he split his tights?
I wish.
Oh. Hey, Diane, you got a minute? Listen, I want you to know that you are the last person on earth that I would ask for help. But I figure you've been in college for a zillion years, so you must have picked up something.
Now that you've buttered me up.
Well, my kid Gino, he made this generator for a school science fair, and he can't get it to work.
What's the problem?
He's not very smart. Here, take a look at this thing.
If you're asking me to do Gino's homework for him, I won't. It's unethical. Yeah.
Hey, Mrs. T.
What?
You know, you ought to ask Mr. Clavin. He's very sharp. He's got more information in his whole head than I got in my little finger.
You got that backwards.
See?
Oh, yeah, Kyle, it is common knowledge that I'm scientifically handy. As a matter of fact, I spent a good part of my youth in a laboratory.
And you'd still be there today if the chimpanzee hadn't taught you how to open your cage.
Hey, will you look at that? One of those new marital aids, huh?
Okay, Clavin, the science fair is in 1 week. This is your chance to either gain my respect or lose your tonsils.
Okay, well, thanks for the opportunity, Carla. So, yeah, what do you say? You want to give me a hand here?
No. I think I'll pass Dr. Frankenstein.
Cliff, have one on the house here for your good deed.
Oh, thank you, Sammy.
What about one for Igor?
Sam, who's sitting here?
I don't know, but his coat's been taking up bar space all night.
So I've noticed. Cashmere, very nice. Hand stitching. Tortoiseshell buttons? This is a very expensive garment.
It's not like that expensive to me.
has a Bemberg lining.
Oh, well, no fair now. You didn't mention that.
Look at her hanging up. Oh, pipe smoker. I don't believe it's a domestic blend, Sal. What do you think?
I don't smell anything.
Of course not. Your olfactory senses have been destroyed by that cologne you marinated. Oh, I should have known. Of course, it's a Perique blend. Jack Meekin, my father's partner, used to smoke it. Oh, the memory's so clearly etched in my mind. He'd sit in his office, smoking his pipe. I'd beg to sit in his lap, and he'd say, okay, little miss, would you have to pay the toll first? So I'd give him a big hug, and then he'd ask, how about a tip for the gatekeeper? So I'd give him a quick peck on the cheek, and he'd toss me in the air, yelling, who's your favorite uncle? And I'd squeal, Uncle Jack, Uncle Jack.
Was this before or after you met me? This is weird. What are you making a big deal about the coat for?
I was merely trying to conjure up an image of the owner. There's nothing wrong with that. Now that he's healthy, everybody does it. Didn't you ever fantasize about me?
Yeah, I guess I did.
And I you. What did you fantasize about?
Mostly you stop using phrases like, and I you.
Okay, Watson, fire up. Tiffy, are you all right? It went right from my neck to my lower regions, man. Anything we can do? Yeah. Crank it up again.
Woody, would you add up these receipts for me, please?
Sure. There's eight of them.
Thank you, Woody. That's what I got, too.
Hey, Sam, this guy never came back for his coat.
Probably saw Diane sniffing it.
Hi, doll.
Hi, boy.
Okay, Sam, lost and found.
Give me that. Maybe there's some identification. My wallet. There must be some clue here. You see? Two tickets to the Grand Kabuki.
So he likes to watch two fat guys with diapers butt heads. What's that tell you?
That you're an idiot. You're confusing sumo wrestling with classic Japanese theater.
Gee, please don't tell the guys.
A dried rose. What a romantic. Could this be a memento from a golden midi d'amour in some sylvan setting?
What's that, a classy way of saying a nooner?
Boy, you're really losing it here. You know, you can't tell what a guy's like by what he's got in his pocket.
I certainly can. What do you have in your pockets?
Well, why don't you check it out yourself and you tell me?
I think my point is made.
Has it ever occurred to you that this guy might look like Jojo, the dog-faced boy?
I can tell you right now that the owner of this coat could well be the most attractive man I've ever encountered, whatever he looks like.
Ooh, down, girl, down.
What a person looks like has nothing to do with who that person is. If my face were transposed on another soul, would it matter?
For the poor sap who got it, it would.
Cheers. Oh, well, hold on a sec, I'll check. Have we seen a cashmere coat with Bemberg lining around here?
Sam!
Yeah, why don't you talk to our coat check girl? Dream man to Miss Chambers.
Hello. My name is Diane Chambers, and I want you to rest assured that your lovely coat is safe in my charge. I think we have a bad connection. Your car phone? You know, I imagined you had a car phone. Well, what I meant was we were playing this game, wondering what you'd be like based on your coat. Me? Well, close your eyes and imagine. Oh, no, don't. We don't want you rear-ending a bus. Oh, forgive my merry sense of humor. I get it from my mother's side.
Oh, my God.
He sounds wonderful.
Really? Why don't you ask him out, then?
Yes. Listen, you sound like a charming man. If it's not too forward, perhaps we could go out for an espresso sometime.
Sometime. Hey, now, there's a commitment for you.
On second thought, I'm getting off work now. If you're not busy, we could do it tonight. Oh, we're both such spontaneous madcaps, aren't we? You're right down the block? Momentarily, then.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Whoa. Oh, making a date with a stranger over the telephone is a big mistake, Diane. I tried it. It was nothing but trouble. Of course, mine was an obscene phone call.
Well, this works out. It's busted expectations are a real bummer.
I won't be disappointed.
No, no, I was talking about him.
Hey, hey, hey. Here comes Mr. Wright down the steps as we speak. Whoa, socks. He's already got my guy beat.
Were you nervous there?
Not at all.
Hi.
Hi. I bet you're the guy without the coat.
Yes, I am. Diane?
You should be so lucky. Diane. Aren't you going to introduce yourself to this lovely gentleman?
Of course I am. I was just waiting for the proper moment. I'm Diane Chambers. How do you do? Welcome to Cheers.
I'm Stuart Sorensen. Well.
Yes.
Oh, good. You have my coat.
Ah, yes.
I can't tell you how grateful I am for you taking such good care of it.
Oh, it was my pleasure. It's a lovely garment. Did you get it on the continent?
France.
The continent. Nice try, Daniel. Hi, Stuart. I'm Sam Malone. I haven't seen you in here before, have I?
Well, I'm new to the Boston area. Oh. I'm in the midst of restoring a carriage house on Beacon Hill. Mm. Anna needed a break, so I just wandered in here. It's a nice little pub you have.
Well, thank you. That makes you a carpenter, huh?
Sam, I think he's probably an architect.
Why, yes, I am an architect.
An architect, you say? Did you hear that, Sam?
Three times.
Listen, Diane, about that date, I realize we made it over the phone, and, well, here's your chance to back out.
This lady's not going to let you off that easily.
But it was a nice try there, Stuart.
Do you know a place still open for espresso?
As a matter of fact, I know a wonderful little boite. Every time I go there, I'm reminded of the Café de Lumière opposite the Bois de Boulogne.
I know exactly the one you're talking about. It's in the lobby of the Hotel Saint-Cécile.
Yes!
That's the only place I stay when I'm in Paris. Oh, I'm sorry. That sounded so pretentious.
Oh.
Whoops. There's my car phone. Ooh, that sounded pretentious, too. Oh, hell, so I'm pretentious. do you mind if I go get that?
Not at all. I'll meet you at your car.
Back way out of here, you got to shinny up a drain pipe, crawl over some broken glass, but I think it may be worth it.
What are you talking about? I feel totally vindicated. He's everything I thought he would be. He's charming, intelligent, self-deprecating.
I didn't hear attractive in there.
I find him attractive.
Oh, come on, Diane. On a scale of 1 to 10, me being a 12, of course. Where are you going to rate Stuart?
Let's change that to IQ. While your score would remain 12, his would skyrocket.
It's too bad you're not going to be gazing across the table at his IQ.
Why don't you just admit you're jealous?
All right, I am. You're right. But can you blame me?
Sam, are you saying what I think you're saying?
You bet I am. I'd kill for a car phone.
tonics. So where's the stick?
She and Stuart are out on another date. They went to see a play. I think it's Whodunit.
With him in the audience, it's a what is it?
Hey, come on, lighten up on him, will you? He turned out to be a kind of nice fella. You're going to have to give Diane credit on this when her intuition proved to be right.
I'm a great believer in intuition. It's like when I first saw you, Sam. Something told me you were super smooth with the ladies. Maybe it was that time you walked out of here with four of them, one on each arm. You always just seem to know the right moves. Sometimes I like to just stand around and watch you operate. It's like going to school.
Gee, I never really thought of it like that. Well, yes, I am.
Well, so, there we were, me and 25 soaking wet Japanese architects in my apartment, and I'm out of brie.
Stuart, what a life you've led. Make yourself comfortable. I'll get our drinks.
Hey, Stuart. How was the theater?
Great fun, Sam.
Oh, good.
Hey, Miss Chambers.
Uh-huh?
I've been meaning to tell you I really like your friend, Stuart.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Hey, you think you can get him to do that great trick for me?
What trick?
The one Sam says he does when he makes a clock stop by just looking at it.
Wasn't that just supposed to be between you, me, and the lamppost?
Well, look at her. It's an easy mistake. Excuse me. I have to speak with Sam. I'll be back before the bouquet leaves the glasses. Might I speak with you briefly?
You might, but I don't think you will.
I'm sorry about that clock comment. I made it before I realized what a nice guy he is.
I'm such a poo.
Beg your pardon?
You heard me, a poo. Through all these years, I have to admit it, I'm all talk.
Oh, well, of course you're, honey, but we all gotten used to that.
Sam, I have spent the week with a person who can converse on a multitude of subjects, who listens when I talk, who treats me with respect, and a person with whom I can think of nothing but why aren't you great looking? Or why can't I stop wishing you were great looking?
This is probably not the right time to say I told you so, so if you could just remind me to get to it later.
Sam. I'm small and vain and petty.
Hey, will you stop being so hard on yourself? I mean, that's my job here. Come on. Wait, you had, a few casual dates with him? What's the big deal?
Yes, but as often happens in my life, this gentleman is becoming much too serious, much too fast. He's wearing that smitten look I know so well. I've got to do something before it goes any further.
Uh-huh, I see.
For the first time in my life, I can't bring myself to tell the truth to a man, so I need a lie. Mm. God forgive me, I'm coming to you for help.
Well, I'm flattered. All right, let me give this a little thought here. All right, I've never passed this one on before, but I think it's the ticket here. It's neat, it's fast, clean, and best of all, it makes them want to get away from you. Now, here's what you do. You tell them that you have a contagious skin condition and that insanity runs in your family.
Very sensitive.
Well, thank you. It's a gift.
Sam, I have never been more grateful to you than I am now. I just looked into the face of insensitivity and dishonesty, and it made me blanch. I am going out there, and I'm going to break up with Stuart. But I'm going to do it honestly, straightforwardly, and yet caringly. I'll tell him the truth of my feelings, that I'm not attracted to him romantically, although I am very attracted to him as a friend. And I'll say it in a way that he will accept and understand and be grateful for. Do you even begin to understand what I'm trying to say?
Everything except the part where you changed your name to Blanche.
Goodbye, Sam.
Goodbye, Blanche.
Listen, Stuart.
Diane, I'm sorry. I can't put this off any longer. There's something I have to tell you. Diane, for the first time in my life, I'm thinking of making a permanent commitment with a woman.
Stuart, I have a contagious skin disease and insanity runs in my family. Oh
my God, Diane, I'm terribly sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I thought you should know.
Well, that makes me feel a little selfish talking about my good news after hearing that.
Your good news?
Diane, what I'm trying to say is, there's someone else. She's someone I knew before I met you. I honestly thought it was over between us, but, well, we spoke earlier today, and we've decided to work things through.
You're telling the truth, aren't you, Stuart? Well, that's the most wonderful thing I ever heard. It's tearing me apart inside. I'm a total wreck.
Don't give up hope, Diane. No relationship is guaranteed.
Except yours. Don't you doubt for a moment. We're talking ironclad here.
Well, thank you. By the way, have you seen a doctor about that condition of yours?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm seeing a wonderful man. He's almost cleared it up completely. He's about got that insanity thing licked, too. He's a skin and brain man. It's a new specialty.
Sounds fascinating. Well, Diane, I'm really glad we had this chance to know each other.
Me too.
Goodbye, Diane.
Goodbye, Stuart.
Hey, congratulations, going free and clear.
Don't congratulate me. He's a terrific guy. And I cast him aside because of his appearance. Greatly ashamed.
Well, you know, from where I was sitting, it sounded more like he was...
All right, Sam, let's not split hairs. The point is, he's gone. For the first time in my life, I let appearance taint my feelings toward a man.
Boy, you know what's wrong with you? You just can't be honest with yourself. Looks are all that ever mattered to you.
What are you talking about? That is utterly inaccurate.
Oh, yeah? Want me to prove it to you?
Yes.
Who were you more crazy about than anyone else in your entire life? Not including yourself there. Don't answer. It was me. And there was only one reason why you ever went out with me, and that was because of my looks.
Not entirely.
Yes, entirely. Name one other reason why anyone would go out with me. Go on, name one. You can't, can you?
No, Sam, I can't.